From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Jesse Klein, Maz Jobrani, and Brian Babylon. And here again is your host, the man who needs no introduction, but it makes him feel good. So here we are, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill reveals his favorite George W. Bush speechwriter is David Frime. It's our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Jesse, the Observer of London notes that what time fashion faux pas is now a must-have look for men?
An N95 mask.
No, not that.
I wish. Can I have a hint?
Yes, you can have a hint. They call them Birkenstocks.
Wearing socks with sandals?
Yes, socks with sandals are cool now. Aren't you excited?
I'm very turned on. Keep talking.
Well, Tim Gunn himself once said, quote, unless you are a 5th century pharaoh, socks and sandals is a terrible look, unquote. But then, just recently, David Beckham was photographed wearing socks and sandals. His wife posted it to her incredibly popular Instagram feed. And that said to unfashionable men everywhere, no, even if you do it, you still won't be cool.
Yeah, I don't like a man in a sock and sandal.
Not even if it's David Beckham?
Yeah, I would tell him to wear something else or nothing. But I...
Well, the sandal makes sense because we're all on lockdown. You're going to go out of the house to go buy, I don't know, tequila or something. And you just put on your sandals, but with the sock, it seems too much. It's like a glove inside a mitt. You don't need it.
Right. Yeah.
pick one and go with it.
Brian, a man in France is a tattoo enthusiast who has covered his entire body, his face, and his tongue with tattoos. He even recently had surgery to turn the whites of his eyes black to go with the rest of his face, and now he's complaining that his particular lifestyle choice has cost him his job as a what?
Oh, that was the preschool dragon. The preschool teacher,
yes.
Dragon. Yeah.
The kindergarten teacher. He lost his job as a kindergarten teacher after parents of a 3-year-old complained that their child had nightmares upon gazing upon this teacher's hellish nightmare of a face. Officials at his elementary school told him he would no longer be allowed to teach kindergarten. He described their decision as, quote, quite sad, adding, quote, I was exposed to freaky body modifications when I was a child, and yet I have turned out fine.
Oh my God.
If you see this dude, he looks like some type of anime villain.
And it's like a Harry Potter Voldemort.
Yes.
He's reptilian. He looks reptilian.
Yes. He's scary. He like all these kids are like calling their parents after the room because they're terrified their teacher is under their bed.
I'm 45 years old and I saw the like headline picture of him and I was too scared to click any further.
Here's the best part. So they said, no, you can't teach kindergarten, preschool, whatever they call it there. You're too scary for the kids. From now on, you can only teach, and this is true, first grade.
Oh, no.